This is Fresh Air. The film Patty Cakes premiered earlier this year at the Sundance Film Festival, where it became an audience hit and was acquired for distribution by Fox Searchlight Pictures. It's the first feature written and directed by Jeremy Jasper. Film critic Justin Chang has this review.
The title of the warmly exuberant new musical comedy, Patty Cakes, is one of the many aliases of Patricia Dombrowski, a hard-luck New Jersey bartender and aspiring rapper, played by the splendid Australian newcomer Danielle McDonald. Patty's best friend, Jerry, played by Siddharth Dhananjay, calls her Killa P. Around the neighborhood, she's known as Dumbo, a cruel riff on Dombrowski. One especially nasty type, mocking her large frame, calls her White Precious, in reference to the 2009 drama starring Gabourey Sidibé as a girl who suffered terrible abuse at the hands of her mother. Patty's mom, Barb, isn't anywhere near as cruel or monstrous, just drunk and irresponsible. Most evenings she storms into the karaoke bar where her daughter works, down several shots, and sings a lovely, quavering solo, only to end the night with her head over a toilet. Played in a blistering, sweet-and-sour performance by the New York cabaret legend Bridget Everett, Barb once longed to be a singer, but she disdains Patty's dreams of stardom, claiming that rap isn't really music anyway. Patty herself may not be much of a musician, but there's no doubting she's a natural-born poet. Whether she's improvising some lines in a parking lot with Jerry, or defeating a local bully in an outdoor hip-hop battle, she proves herself a terrific wordsmith, a master at synthesizing tough-talking slang, pop-cultural references, and no shortage of expletives into an exhilarating stream of rhyming verse. Few of her lyrics can be repeated on the air, though we can play an excerpt from a scene in which Patty drops by the pharmacy where Jerry works, and the two of them take advantage of the store's PA system, not for the first time.
Lords and ladies of the royal court, bow down. The queen is in the building. Introducing Miss Patricia Dombrowski, a.k.a. Patty Cakes, a.k.a. White Trish, a.k.a. Gypsy Luciano, a.k.a. Marilyn Manson, a.k.a. Jane Doe, a.k.a. Killa P!
And introducing the lady's choice, the voice that gets you f***ed, it's gonna be an Indian summer, y'all. Mr. Jerry Curls, a.k.a. Young Stamos, a.k.a. Deepak Shakur, a.k.a. the Durag Da Vinci, a.k.a. Raw Dog Zillionaire, a.k.a. the Quiet Storm, boys and girls. I give you my soulmate, my homie-o. It's Jeromeo!
This isn't Showtime at the Apollo, okay? We have customers here. Play make-believe on your lunch break.
Sorry, my bad.
Last warning, Harish.
Patty and Jerry's jam sessions are the beginning of something potentially epic, and the juices really get flowing once they meet a mysterious goth loner with the memorable name of Bastard the Antichrist, played by Mamoudou Atti. Bastard is a punk rocker, but his rage-fueled performances hide a gentle, tender soul, and he reluctantly agrees to lay down some beats for an album. Also getting in on the action is Patty's wheelchair-bound Nana, played by Kathy Moriarty of Raging Bull fame, whose raspy line delivery becomes a pretty killer hook. The band is called PBNJ, an acronym of everyone's first initials that also happens to sum up the appeal of Patty Cakes. It's sweet and messy and a little square around the edges, but it's also pretty irresistible. The movie was written and directed by Jeremy Jasper, a New Jersey musician making his feature film debut. He also worked with composer Jeremy Binnick on the film's score and wrote an album's worth of songs for the soundtrack, ranging from the impromptu raps that Patty spits out every morning to the fiery love song that Barb once performed years ago under the stage name Barb Wire. Patty Cakes is a canny mix of slickness and grit, a Cinderella story in dirty Jersey drag. It's about an honest, hard-working girl who rises above her dead-end existence with the help of some supportive friends, a bit of romance, and above all, her own irrepressible, overflowing talent. There's hardly a single Star is Born, let's put on a show cliché that the movie leaves untouched. But the music is so high-spirited, and the actors throw themselves into their parts with such gusto that you always feel those clichés are being wholeheartedly embraced rather than exploited. In telling a story about a fictional white rapper, Patty Cakes is likely to generate questions and accusations of cultural appropriation in a movie industry that, the occasional Straight Outta Compton aside, doesn't often give black artists their proper due. The fact that MacDonald had never rapped before taking on the role of Patty may well be wielded as a criticism rather than hailed as evidence of the actress's astonishing talent. The movie is self-aware enough to acknowledge the issue in one key scene, in which Patty gets dismissed by a black rap star as a culture vulture. But Jasper never makes undue claims for his heroine or tries to pump her up into someone she isn't. When Patty steps up to the mic and lets loose with her sensational gift, the voice we hear is hers and hers alone.
Justin Chang is a film critic at the Los Angeles Times. On Monday's show, how a young Winston Churchill earned distinction and tested his mettle in war.
He wanted to be in the most difficult, most dangerous battles he could find, and he wanted to be noticed. He wanted to stand out.
We speak with Candace Millard about her new book, Hero of the Empire, The Boer War, A Daring Escape, and the Making of Winston Churchill. Hope you can join us.